Hello, and welcome to the Stories for Sleep podcast, episode number one. The story for this episode is called A Journey into the Forest. Chapter 1, The Whispering Grove. In the heart of the Evergreen Valley, nestled far from bustling towns and hurried lives, there was a forest known to the few who ventured there as the Whispering Grove. The forest had earned its name from the gentle rustling of leaves, like soft-spoken voices exchanging secrets above. Every day, the forest seemed to breathe life into its surroundings, creating a timeless, tranquil world. At dawn, the sun would peek through the treetops, casting long fingers of golden light over moss-covered trunks. The air was crisp, cool, and carried the earthy scent of damp wood and fresh greenery. Dewdrops clung to fern fronds and spiderwebs, glistening like tiny diamonds as they caught the early morning light. The birds, who were always the first to stir, began their songs in earnest, delicate melodies that blended perfectly with the steady hum of the forest. There was no rush in the Whispering Grove. Time flowed as gently as the small stream that wound through the trees, carving a path that twisted and turned but never hurried. The water bubbled over smooth stones, creating a soothing rhythm that the forest animals had come to know. A family of deer would drink from the stream each morning, their delicate steps barely making a sound as they passed through the underbrush. Nearby, squirrels darted between the trees, leaping from branch to branch in a playful dance. The grove was a place where life moved slowly, allowing each moment to stretch and breathe. It was said by those who knew the forest well that the grove had its own pulse, its own rhythm that guided all who wandered through it. Visitors would often find themselves walking in quiet contemplation, their worries slipping away as the steady rustling of the trees and the songs of the birds enveloped them like a warm embrace. One such visitor was Ella, a young woman who had always felt a deep connection to nature. As a child, she had spent hours wandering the woods near her home, feeling at peace among the trees and animals. Now, as an adult, she had sought out the Whispering Grove after hearing stories of its tranquility. She had come seeking quiet, something she found increasingly difficult to find in her busy life. Ella's first steps into the grove felt like stepping into another world. The sounds of the outside faded away, replaced by the soft murmur of the forest. The light filtering through the trees seemed different here, softer, gentler, as though the forest itself was offering a quiet welcome. Ella inhaled deeply, breathing in the fresh air, and immediately felt her shoulders relax, the tension she had been carrying for so long beginning to melt away. She walked slowly, her footsteps careful on the forest floor, not wanting to disturb the delicate balance around her. As she wandered deeper into the grove, she began to notice the small details that made the forest unique. The way the leaves on the highest branches seemed to shimmer in the breeze, the pattern of wildflowers blooming along the path, the distant call of an owl just waking as the day began. Ella found a quiet spot by the stream, where a large, flat stone sat like a natural bench beside the water. She settled herself on the stone, listening to the steady flow of the stream, and allowed her mind to wander. For the first time in a long while, she felt truly at ease, as though the forest itself was guiding her into a state of calm. She didn't know how long she sat there, only that the time passed without urgency. As she closed her eyes and let the sounds of the forest wash over her, the birds chirping, the stream flowing, the wind rustling the leaves, she felt a deep sense of belonging. The Whispering Grove, with its ancient trees and quiet beauty, had already begun to work its magic. Chapter 2: The Hidden Path. Days in the grove passed with a quiet rhythm, each one marked by the gentle rise and fall of the sun, the songs of the birds, and the rustling of the leaves. Ella found herself returning to the forest whenever she could, drawn by the peace it offered. Each visit felt like a new discovery, as though the forest had endless secrets to reveal, and she was only beginning to uncover them. One morning, as Ella walked the familiar path toward the stream, she noticed something she hadn't seen before. A narrow, overgrown trail winding off to the left, partially hidden by ferns and low-hanging branches. Curious, she paused, looking down the path as it disappeared into the deeper part of the forest. The trail was faint, as though it hadn't been traveled in a long time, but something about it called to her. After a moment's hesitation, Ella stepped off the main path and onto the hidden one. The air seemed cooler here, the trees taller and more densely packed. The sounds of the forest became more muted, the bird songs distant, as though she had stepped into a quieter, more secret part of the grove. The path twisted and turned, sometimes almost disappearing entirely beneath the ferns and moss. But Ella kept walking, trusting her instincts to guide her. As she ventured deeper into the forest, Ella felt an odd sense of familiarity, as though she had walked this path before in a dream. The trees here were different, older, their trunks gnarled and twisted, covered in thick layers of moss. The light was softer, filtered through the dense canopy above, casting the forest in a perpetual twilight. After walking for what felt like hours, Ella emerged into a small clearing. In the center of the clearing stood an ancient oak tree, its massive branches reaching out in all directions like the arms of a guardian. The tree was unlike any she had ever seen. Its bark was smooth, almost silver in the dappled light, and its roots seemed to twist and coil around the stones at its base, creating natural benches and ledges. The air here was still, almost reverent, and Ella felt a deep sense of calm wash over her as she approached the tree. She sat down on one of the smooth roots, resting her back against the trunk of the oak, and closed her eyes. The forest around her was quiet, save for the occasional whisper of wind through the leaves and the distant trickle of the stream. It was as though the grove had led her here, to this place, to remind her of something long forgotten. As Ella sat in the clearing, a feeling of connection grew within her, a sense that the forest, the trees, the earth beneath her, were all part of something much larger than herself. Here, in the Whispering Grove, time moved slowly, and the worries of the world beyond seemed to fade into insignificance. The forest had its own rhythm, its own life, and in this moment, Ella felt at peace, a part of the ancient, timeless world around her. Chapter 3: The Song of the Trees. Ella returned to the ancient oak again and again, each time feeling more connected to the forest. The hidden path, now familiar, had become her favorite route. It was quieter here, as though the trees themselves were watching over her, offering her a sanctuary of stillness. One afternoon, As Ella rested against the oak, she began to notice something new. The wind, which gently swayed the branches above, seemed to carry with it a melody. At first, it was faint, like a distant hum, but as she sat in silence, the sound grew clearer. It wasn't a song like the ones the birds sang, nor was it the rustling of the leaves. This was something deeper, more resonant, as though the very trees themselves were singing. Ella closed her eyes and focused on the sound, letting it fill her senses. It was a low, soothing tone, rising and falling with the breeze. It reminded her of a lullaby, ancient and timeless, carrying with it a sense of comfort and peace. The melody seemed to flow through the forest, winding its way between the trees, around the stones, and over the mossy ground. It was as if the forest had its own language, a song that only those who truly listened could hear. She breathed deeply, allowing the song of the trees to wash over her, and for the first time, she felt as though she understood. The forest was alive, not just in the way the animals moved or the plants grew, but in a deeper, more profound sense. The trees, the wind, the earth beneath her feet, all were part of a living, breathing entity. The song was the voice of the forest, a soft, continuous reminder that everything was connected. Ella smiled to herself, feeling a sense of belonging that she hadn't felt in years. The worries of the outside world, the rush of city life, the endless stream of responsibilities, seemed so far away now, distant echoes that no longer mattered. Here, in the Whispering Grove, she had found a place where she could simply be. The song of the trees, with its gentle rhythm, lulled her into a state of deep relaxation, her mind growing quieter with each passing moment. As the sun dipped lower in the sky, casting long shadows across the clearing, Ella rose from her spot beneath the oak. The hidden path, now bathed in the soft glow of dusk, seemed to welcome her as she made her way back toward the main trail. The song of the trees stayed with her, a gentle hum that lingered in the air, even as the forest began to settle into the stillness of evening. Chapter 4: The Forest's Gift. As Ella's visits to the Whispering Grove became more frequent, she began to notice subtle changes in the forest. The air felt fresher, the colors more vibrant, and the sounds of the forest more distinct. It was as though the grove was revealing itself to her in ways it hadn't before, as though the deeper connection she felt with the forest was being reciprocated. One morning, as she wandered down the hidden path, Ella found something unexpected. There, nestled among the roots of the ancient oak, was a small stone, perfectly smooth and round. It glistened in the early morning light, catching her eye as she approached. She knelt down to examine it, marveling at how it seemed to glow with a faint inner light. Carefully, Ella picked up the stone, turning it over in her hands. It was warm to the touch, as though it had been sitting in the sun, though the shade of the oak had kept the clearing cool. The stone was no larger than her palm, but it felt significant, as though it carried with it a quiet power. She held it close, feeling the warmth spread through her fingers, and smiled. It felt like a gift, a token of the forest's trust. Ella had always believed that nature had its own way of communicating, offering signs and symbols to those who paid attention. This stone, with its soft glow and comforting warmth, felt like one of those signs. It was as though the forest was acknowledging her presence, offering her something to take with her as a reminder of the peace she had found here. Ella sat beneath the oak, holding the stone in her hands, and closed her eyes. The song of the trees was faint but still there, a quiet hum that blended with the soft rustling of the leaves. She breathed deeply, feeling the connection to the forest grow stronger with each breath. The stone in her hands felt like an anchor, grounding her in the moment, reminding her of the stillness and serenity that the grove offered. As she sat in silence, Ella began to wonder about the stone's origin. Had it always been there, hidden among the roots, waiting for someone to find it? Or had the forest, in its quiet wisdom, placed it there for her to discover? She didn't know, but in the end, it didn't matter. What mattered was the feeling it gave her, the sense that she was not alone, that the forest was watching over her, guiding her with its ancient wisdom. When she finally rose to leave, Ella slipped the stone into her pocket, feeling its warmth against her skin. The hidden path seemed even more inviting now, as though the forest had opened itself to her in a new way. As she walked, the song of the trees followed her, a soft, comforting presence that she carried with her long after she had left the Whispering Grove. The forest had given her a gift, a reminder that, no matter where she went or what challenges she faced, she could always return to this place of peace. The stone was a small token, but to Ella, it was a symbol of the deep connection she had found in the grove, a connection that would stay with her always. Chapter 5. The Meadow Beyond the Trees. Days in the Whispering Grove continued to flow in a quiet, serene rhythm. Ella had now come to think of the forest as a second home, a place where she could retreat and find peace whenever she needed it. Each time she ventured into the forest, she discovered something new, an unexpected flower blooming along the path, the sound of a new bird joining the chorus, or the way the light filtered differently through the canopy at different times of day. One afternoon, Ella decided to explore beyond her usual route. She had always stuck to the familiar paths, trusting the forest to guide her, but today, a gentle curiosity stirred within her. There was a sense that something was waiting for her deeper within the trees, something she hadn't yet discovered. Following her instincts, she ventured farther into the grove, taking turns down narrow trails that seemed barely visible among the ferns and moss. The air grew cooler, the trees taller, their branches knitting together to form a leafy ceiling above. The song of the trees was faint here, but still present, a soft hum that accompanied her steps. After what felt like hours of walking, Ella noticed a change in the forest. The dense undergrowth began to thin, and the trees stood farther apart, allowing more light to filter through. Ahead of her, the path opened into a wide, sunlit meadow, its edges lined with wildflowers of every color, blue, yellow, purple, and white. The meadow seemed untouched, as though no one had ever set foot here. Ella stepped into the open space, breathing in the fresh scent of grass and flowers. A gentle breeze stirred the tall grasses, making them sway like waves in the wind. The meadow was a stark contrast to the quiet, shadowed forest she had just left behind, but it felt just as welcoming. The openness of the space invited She walked slowly across the meadow, her fingers brushing the tops of the wildflowers as she passed. The sun was warm on her skin, and the sound of birds singing filled the air. At the far end of the meadow, she noticed a cluster of trees standing in a tight circle, their trunks smooth and silver, their leaves a vibrant green. They were unlike any trees she had seen before, and something about them called to her. As Ella's visits to the Whispering Grove became more frequent, she began to notice subtle changes in the forest. The air felt fresher, the colors more vibrant, and the sounds of the forest more distinct. It was as though the grove was revealing itself to her in ways it hadn't before, as though the deeper connection she felt with the forest was being reciprocated. One morning, as she wandered down the hidden path, Ella found something unexpected. There, nestled among the roots of the ancient oak, was a small stone, perfectly smooth and round. It glistened in the early morning light, catching her eye as she approached. She knelt down to examine it, marveling at how it seemed to glow with a faint inner light. Carefully, Ella picked up the stone, turning it over in her hands. It was warm to the touch, as though it had been sitting in the sun, though the shade of the oak had kept the clearing cool. The stone was no larger than her palm, but it felt significant, as though it carried with it a quiet power. She held it close, feeling the warmth spread through her fingers, and smiled. It felt like a gift, a token of the forest's trust. Ella had always believed that nature had its own way of communicating, offering signs and symbols to those who paid attention. This stone, with its soft glow and comforting warmth, felt like one of those signs. It was as though the forest was acknowledging her presence, offering her something to take with her as a reminder of the peace she had found here. Ella sat beneath the oak, holding the stone in her hands, and closed her eyes. The song of the trees was faint but still there, a quiet hum that blended with the soft rustling of the leaves. She breathed deeply, feeling the connection to the forest grow stronger with each breath. The stone in her hands felt like an anchor, grounding her in the moment, reminding her of the stillness and serenity that the grove offered. As she sat in silence, Ella began to wonder about the stone's origin. Had it always been there, hidden among the roots, waiting for someone to find it? Or had the forest, in its quiet wisdom, placed it there for her to discover? She didn't know, but in the end, it didn't matter. What mattered was the feeling it gave her, the sense that she was not alone, that the forest was watching over her, guiding her with its ancient wisdom. When she finally rose to leave, Ella slipped the stone into her pocket, feeling its warmth against her skin. The hidden path seemed even more inviting now, as though the forest had opened itself to her in a new way. As she walked, the song of the trees followed her, a soft, comforting presence that she carried with her long after she had left the Whispering Grove. The forest had given her a gift, a reminder that, no matter where she went or what challenges she faced, she could always return to this place of peace. The stone was a small token, but to Ella, it was a symbol of the deep connection she had found in the grove. A connection that would stay with her always. Chapter 5. The Meadow Beyond the Trees. Days in the Whispering Grove continued to flow in a quiet, serene rhythm. Ella had now come to think of the forest as a second home, a place where she could retreat and find peace whenever she needed it. Each time she ventured into the forest, she discovered something new, an unexpected flower blooming along the path, the sound of a new bird joining the chorus, or the way the light filtered differently through the canopy at different times of day. One afternoon, Ella decided to explore beyond her usual route. She had always stuck to the familiar paths, trusting the forest to guide her, but today, a gentle curiosity stirred within her. There was a sense that something was waiting for her deeper within the trees, something she hadn't yet discovered. Following her instincts, she ventured farther into the grove, taking turns down narrow trails that seemed barely visible among the ferns and moss. The air grew cooler, the trees taller, their branches knitting together to form a leafy ceiling above. The song of the trees was faint here, but still present, a soft hum that accompanied her steps. After what felt like hours of walking, Ella noticed a change in the forest. The dense undergrowth began to thin, and the trees stood farther apart, allowing more light to filter through. Ahead of her, the path opened into a wide, sunlit meadow, its edges lined with wildflowers of every color, blue, yellow, purple, and white. The meadow seemed untouched, as though no one had ever set foot here. Ella stepped into the open space, breathing in the fresh scent of grass and flowers. A gentle breeze stirred the tall grasses, making them sway like waves in the wind. The meadow was a stark contrast to the quiet, shadowed forest she had just left behind, but it felt just as welcoming. The openness of the space invited her to wander freely, and for a moment, she stood still, taking in the beauty of it all. When she reached the trees, Ella saw that in the center of the circle was a small pool of crystal clear water. The surface of the pool was perfectly still, reflecting the sky above like a mirror. The trees formed a natural barrier around the pool, creating a private, secluded space. It felt magical, like a hidden sanctuary within the forest. Ella knelt by the edge of the pool, dipping her fingers into the cool water. It was refreshing, and as she cupped her hands and brought the water to her lips, she felt a wave of calm wash over her. The pool, like the rest of the grove, seemed to carry a quiet power, one that soothed and healed. Ella stayed by the pool for a long time, the stillness of the meadow wrapping around her like a soft blanket. Chapter 6: The Forest's Guardians. As Ella continued her visits to the Whispering Grove, she began to notice more and more details that she hadn't before. The deeper she ventured into the forest, the more alive it seemed to become. The trees whispered to each other in a language she couldn't quite understand. The wind carried voices that were too soft to hear clearly, and the animals moved with an intelligence that felt almost human. One evening, as Ella walked along the hidden path back toward the ancient oak, she noticed something unusual. A pair of eyes, large, luminous, and filled with curiosity, watched her from the shadows. She stopped, her heart quickening for a moment, but the eyes didn't seem threatening. Instead, they seemed to observe her, as though weighing whether or not to approach. Slowly, a figure emerged from the trees. It was a deer, its coat the color of autumn leaves, and its antlers branching high above its head like the limbs of the oak itself. The deer stood still for a moment, watching Ella with calm, intelligent eyes, before taking a few cautious steps closer. Ella held her breath, not wanting to startle the creature, but the deer showed no fear. It approached her with a grace that only wild animals possess, its hooves barely making a sound on the forest floor. When it was just a few feet away, the deer paused, meeting Ella's gaze. There was something ancient in its eyes, something wise and knowing. Ella felt as though the deer was looking not just at her, but through her, seeing into the depths of her soul. The moment stretched out, the forest around them silent, as though it, too, was watching. Then, just as quietly as it had appeared, the deer turned and melted back into the shadows, disappearing among the trees. Ella stood still for a long time, her heart filled with awe. She had always felt a connection to nature, but this encounter felt different. It was as though the forest itself had sent the deer, a guardian of the grove, to acknowledge her presence. From that day forward, Ella felt a deeper sense of belonging in the forest. The Whispering Grove wasn't just a place of peace and beauty. It was alive in ways she hadn't fully understood before. The animals, the trees, the wind, they were all part of something greater, something that welcomed her as one of its own. Chapter 7: The Night in the Grove. The forest by day was a place of quiet beauty, but at night, it transformed into something even more magical. Ella had never stayed in the grove past sunset, but one evening, as dusk began to settle, she felt a pull to remain. She found herself walking toward the clearing with the ancient oak, the path now bathed in the soft glow of twilight. The air was cool, the sky above fading from pink to deep blue, and the sounds of the forest shifted. The birds had quieted, replaced by the soft chirping of crickets and the occasional hoot of an owl. As the last light of day disappeared, the forest took on a new life. Fireflies began to dance among the trees, their tiny lights flickering like stars in the darkness. The breeze carried a new sound, a faint, musical hum, as though the night itself had its own song. The trees, bathed in moonlight, seemed to shimmer, their leaves rustling gently in the wind. Ella sat by the oak, watching the fireflies and listening to the nighttime symphony of the forest. There was a stillness in the air, a sense of peace that was different from the quiet of the day. The night in the grove felt more mysterious, more ancient, as though the forest was revealing a side of itself that only those who stayed after dark could see. As she sat in the darkness, Ella noticed a faint glow coming from the pool in the meadow beyond the trees. Curious, she rose and walked toward it, the soft light guiding her steps. When she reached the pool, she saw that the water had taken on a soft, ethereal glow, reflecting the moonlight in a way that made it seem as though the pool was illuminated from within. Ella knelt by the pool, watching as the light danced on the surface. It was mesmerizing, the glow casting soft shadows on the surrounding trees. She dipped her hand into the water, feeling its coolness against her skin, and for a moment, it felt as though time itself had stopped. The night in the Whispering Grove was a place of magic, and Ella felt as though she had become a part of it. Chapter 8: The Secrets of the Grove. As Ella spent more time in the Whispering Grove, she began to uncover its secrets. The forest, it seemed, had a way of revealing itself only to those who truly listened, who truly paid attention. One afternoon, as she wandered along a new path, Ella came across something unexpected, a small stone circle, half hidden by moss and ferns. The stones were smooth, weathered by time, and arranged in a perfect ring. In the center of the circle, a single sapling grew, its leaves a brilliant green, despite the deep shade of the forest. Ella knelt beside the stone circle, running her fingers over the rough surface of one of the stones. There was something ancient about this place, something that felt sacred. The air was still, as though the forest was holding its breath, waiting. She closed her eyes, letting the quiet wash over her, and for a moment, she thought she heard the faintest of whispers, soft, indistinct, like the voices of the trees. The grove, Ella realized, was full of secrets, hidden in plain sight. The stone circle was just one of many. There were places in the forest where time seemed to stand still, where the past and present converged, and where the boundaries between the natural world and something more mystical blurred. The forest held its secrets closely, revealing them only to those who took the time to listen. Chapter 9. The Forest's Gift Returns. One evening, Ella sat by the pool in the meadow, watching the fireflies dance above the water, when she felt a familiar warmth in her pocket. She reached in and pulled out the small stone the forest had gifted her. It glowed softly in the moonlight, its surface warm and smooth to the touch. As she held the stone in her hand, Ella felt a deep sense of gratitude. The forest had given her so much, peace, connection, and a sense of belonging. The stone was a symbol of that gift, a reminder of the bond she had formed with the Whispering Grove. Chapter 10. Echoes of the Past. The more Ella explored the Whispering Grove, the more she realized how ancient the forest truly was. The trees had stood for centuries, and the land carried the memories of those who had walked it long before her. As the days turned into weeks, she became more attuned to the subtle signs around her, the way the wind shifted, the whispers in the leaves, and the faint echoes of the past that seemed to linger in the air. One afternoon, while following a winding path she hadn't noticed before, Ella came across an old, crumbling stone wall. It was covered in moss, blending into the forest so well that it was almost invisible, but the sharp lines of stone still peeked through. The wall stretched along the edge of a hill, disappearing into the dense undergrowth. Curious, Ella followed the wall until she found the remnants of what appeared to be an old gateway. The stone arch had long since fallen, but the pillars on either side remained, weathered by time but still standing tall. Beyond the gate, the forest grew denser, the trees taller and closer together, their branches forming a thick canopy overhead. Ella stepped through the gate, feeling a slight shift in the air as she crossed the threshold. The forest beyond felt different, older, perhaps, or more sacred. The whispers in the trees were louder here, and the sense of the past was stronger. It was as though the very land remembered those who had come before, and their presence still lingered in the shadows. As she walked deeper into the forest, Ella came across another clearing, smaller than the one with the ancient oak, but just as peaceful. In the center of the clearing stood a single, tall tree with smooth silver bark and leaves that shimmered in the light. At its base, a ring of stones circled the roots, similar to the stone circle she had found before but much older. Ella knelt by the tree, her hand resting on the smooth trunk. She could feel the quiet power of the tree, the way it seemed to pulse with life, and for a moment she closed her eyes, listening to the forest around her. The whispers of the trees, the rustling of leaves, and the soft hum of the wind all blended together, creating a melody that was both ancient and comforting. Chapter 11, The Hidden Spring. As Ella continued to explore the grove, she found herself drawn to the heart of the forest. There was something deeper, something hidden within the trees, that called to her. One morning, after a night of vivid dreams filled with images of flowing water and golden light, she set out on a new path, determined to follow where the forest led her. The path was narrow, winding through the densest part of the grove. The trees here were tall and ancient, their branches forming a thick canopy that blocked out most of the sunlight. The air was cool and damp, and the ground beneath her feet was soft with moss and fallen leaves. After walking for what felt like hours, Ella began to hear the faint sound of running water. The sound grew louder as she walked, until she came upon a small, hidden spring. The water bubbled up from the ground, crystal clear and cool, flowing into a narrow stream that wound its way through the forest. The spring was tucked away in a hollow, surrounded by ferns and wildflowers. The water shimmered in the light, its surface rippling gently as it flowed over smooth stones. There was a sense of peace here, a stillness that reminded Ella of the pool in the meadow. But this place felt even more sacred, as though it had been untouched by time. Ella knelt by the spring, dipping her fingers into the cool water. As she did, she felt a surge of energy, a quiet, soothing power that seemed to flow from the earth itself. The water felt different from any other she had touched before, as though it carried with it the essence of the forest, the life force that flowed through the trees and the land. She stayed by the spring for a long time, watching the water flow and listening to the sounds of the forest around her. The Whispering Grove had many secrets, and Ella knew that this hidden spring was one of its most precious. Chapter 12, The Gathering of the Birds. One day, as Ella made her way to the meadow, she noticed a change in the air. The usual quiet of the forest was replaced by the sound of birds, dozens of them, their songs filling the sky. As she approached the meadow, she saw them, birds of every kind, perched on the branches of the trees that lined the clearing. Their feathers glistened in the sunlight, and their songs blended together in a harmonious symphony. The birds seemed to be gathering for something, though Ella couldn't say what. They moved with purpose, their eyes bright and watchful as they flitted from branch to branch. Some soared overhead, their wings catching the light, while others perched quietly, watching the clearing below. As Ella stepped into the meadow, the birds didn't scatter or flee. Instead, they seemed to welcome her, their songs growing softer, more melodic. She stood in the center of the meadow, listening to the music of the birds and feeling a deep connection to the forest around her. It was as though the grove was alive in a new way, its energy flowing through the birds and into the earth beneath her feet. The birds stayed in the meadow for a long time, their presence a reminder of the interconnectedness of all things in the forest. Ella felt a sense of belonging here, among the birds and the trees, as though she was part of something much larger than herself. Chapter 13. The Language of Leaves. As summer deepened and the days grew longer, Ella noticed that the trees themselves seemed to communicate with her in new ways. The soft rustling of the leaves, which had always been a comforting background noise, now carried more meaning. The trees spoke to her, not in words, but in sounds and sensations. One afternoon, as she sat beneath the ancient oak, Ella found herself listening closely to the leaves above her. They swayed gently in the breeze, their rustling forming a pattern that was almost musical. The sound was calming, but it also seemed to hold a message, one that Ella couldn't quite understand. Over time, Ella began to recognize the different tones and rhythms in the leaves rustling. Some days, the leaves were soft and quiet, like a lullaby. Other days, they were more energetic, the sound sharper and faster, as though the trees were excited or alert. The more she listened, the more she realized that the trees were alive in ways she hadn't fully understood before. The leaves whispered of the changing seasons, of the wind and the rain, and of the creatures that lived in the forest. Ella began to feel a deeper connection to the trees, as though she was learning to understand their language, their way of communicating with the world around them. Chapter 14. The Moonlit Path. As the days turned into weeks, Ella found herself drawn to the forest at night more often. The grove, bathed in the soft glow of moonlight, took on a new kind of beauty. The trees seemed taller, their branches casting long shadows on the ground, and the air was filled with the sound of nocturnal creatures stirring. One night, as the full moon rose high in the sky, Ella decided to follow a path she hadn't explored before. The path wound through the forest, the moonlight filtering through the leaves and casting a silvery glow on the ground. The air was cool and crisp, and the forest was alive with the sounds of owls, crickets, and the soft rustling of animals moving through the undergrowth. As she walked, Ella felt a sense of peace wash over her. The forest at night was different from the forest during the day, but it was just as welcoming, just as full of life. The moonlight illuminated the path ahead, guiding her steps as she ventured deeper into the grove. After walking for some time, Ella came to a small clearing. In the center of the clearing stood a stone bench, its surface smooth and worn from years of use. The bench was positioned perfectly to catch the moonlight, and as Ella sat down, she felt a sense of calm settle over her. The clearing was quiet, the only sound the soft rustling of the leaves above. Ella closed her eyes, breathing in the cool night air and letting the stillness of the forest envelop her. The Whispering Grove, bathed in moonlight, was a place of magic and peace, a place where time seemed to stand still. Chapter 15. The Guardian of the Grove. As Ella spent more time in the forest, she began to hear stories from the villagers about a mysterious figure known as the Guardian of the Grove. The Guardian, they said, was a protector of the forest, a being as old as the trees themselves, who watched over the land and its creatures. Some believed the Guardian was a spirit, while others thought it was a person who had lived in the forest for so long they had become part of it. Ella had never seen any sign of the guardian herself, but she felt their presence at times, a sense of being watched, of someone or something moving just out of sight. The villagers spoke of the guardian with reverence, and Ella couldn't help but wonder if the whispers in the trees and the strange occurrences she had witnessed were somehow connected to this elusive figure. One evening, as the sun began to set and the forest was bathed in golden light, Ella ventured down a new path. The air was still, and the forest seemed quieter than usual, as though it was holding its breath. As she walked, she caught glimpses of movement in the trees, shadows that flickered in the corners of her vision but disappeared when she turned to look. After some time, she came to a small clearing she hadn't seen before. In the center stood a tall figure, cloaked in green and brown, their face hidden beneath a hood. The figure stood perfectly still, blending in with the trees, as though they were part of the forest itself. Ella froze, her heart racing. She knew, without a doubt, that she had found the guardian of the grove. For a long moment, either of them moved. Then, slowly, the figure raised a hand in greeting. Ella hesitated, but something about the figure's presence was calming, reassuring. She stepped forward, feeling as though she were being welcomed, not just by the guardian, but by the forest itself. The guardian spoke no words, but their silence was filled with meaning. Ella felt a deep connection to the forest in that moment, as though she were being entrusted with its secrets, its history. The guardian nodded once, then turned and disappeared into the trees, leaving Ella alone in the clearing. She stood there for a long time, feeling the weight of the encounter. The Whispering Grove had many mysteries, but now she knew that the guardian was real and that they watched over the forest with a quiet, unwavering presence. Chapter 16, The Circle of Light. The days grew longer as summer reached its peak, and the forest was filled with light and warmth. One morning, Ella awoke to find the grove bathed in a soft, golden glow. The air was thick with the scent of blooming flowers, and the trees seemed to hum with energy, their leaves rustling gently in the breeze. As she made her way through the forest, Ella noticed a strange phenomenon, a circle of light that seemed to move with her, illuminating the path ahead. No matter where she went, the light followed, as though guiding her towards something important. Intrigued, Ella followed the light deeper into the grove. The path led her to a small glade, where the sunlight broke through the canopy in brilliant beams, creating a perfect circle of light on the forest floor. In the center of the circle stood a single flower, a rare bloom with petals that shimmered in shades of gold and silver. Ella knelt beside the flower, captivated by its beauty. The air around it seemed to vibrate with life, and as she reached out to touch it, she felt a surge of energy course through her. The flower was unlike anything she had ever seen, and she knew instinctively that it was special, a gift from the forest. The circle of light seemed to grow brighter, and for a moment, Ella felt as though she were standing at the heart of the grove itself. The trees whispered around her, their voices filled with joy. And Ella realized that the flower was a symbol of the forest's life force, a representation of its strength and resilience. She carefully picked the flower, feeling its warmth in her hands. As she stood, the circle of light faded, and the forest returned to its usual quiet, but Ella knew that something had changed. The flower was a connection to the grove, a reminder of the bond she had formed with the land. Chapter 17, The Wind's Song. As autumn approached, the forest began to change. The leaves turned vibrant shades of red, orange, and gold, and the air grew crisp and cool. The whispering grove, once filled with the hum of summer, now echoed with the rustling of leaves as they fell to the ground, carried by the wind. One evening, as the sun dipped below the horizon, Ella heard a new sound in the forest, a soft, melodic tune carried on the breeze. It wasn't the usual rustling of leaves or the whispers she had grown accustomed to. This was different, more deliberate, almost like a song. Intrigued, Ella followed the sound, her steps guided by the music. The song grew louder as she walked, until she came to a hilltop where the wind blew steadily, rustling the leaves and swaying the branches of the trees. The wind seemed to carry the song with it, weaving it through the forest. Ella stood at the top of the hill, letting the wind wash over her, its song filling her ears. It was a melody unlike any she had heard before, haunting and beautiful, filled with the sounds of the forest itself. The trees swayed in time with the music, and Ella felt as though the forest was speaking to her in a new way, using the wind as its voice. For hours, Ella stood on the hill, listening to the wind's song. It was a reminder that the grove was alive, always moving, always changing, and that she was a part of it. The song was a gift, a message from the forest, and Ella knew that she would carry it with her long after the wind had died down. Chapter 18, The First Frost. As the days grew shorter, the forest prepared for the coming winter. The vibrant colors of autumn began to fade, and a chill settled over the land. One morning, Ella awoke to find the forest covered in a thin layer of frost. The trees sparkled in the early morning light, their branches coated in ice, and the ground beneath her feet crunched as she walked. The first frost of the season had arrived, and with it came a sense of stillness. The forest, which had been so full of life and energy throughout the summer and autumn, now seemed to pause, as though taking a deep breath before the long winter ahead. Ella wandered through the grove, marveling at the beauty of the frost-covered trees. The air was crisp and cold, but the forest was still alive, its quiet energy humming beneath the surface. The frost was a reminder of the cycles of nature, the ebb and flow of life, the changing of the seasons. As she walked, Ella noticed that the frost seemed to highlight certain features of the forest, the way the light filtered through the trees, the delicate patterns on the leaves, the quiet beauty of the landscape. The frost had transformed the grove into a winter wonderland, and Ella felt a deep sense of peace as she took it all in. Chapter 19, The Silent Snowfall. The first snow of the season came unexpectedly, blanketing the forest in a soft, white layer. Ella awoke to find the world transformed. The trees were covered in snow, their branches heavy with the weight of it, and the ground was hidden beneath a thick, powdery blanket. The forest was silent, the usual sounds of birds and rustling leaves muffled by the snow. The whispering grove had become a place of stillness, the quiet broken only by the occasional creak of a tree or the soft crunch of snow beneath Ella's feet. Ella ventured out into the snow, marveling at the transformation. The forest, which had been so full of color and light just weeks before, was now a monochromatic landscape, the trees and ground blending together in shades of white and gray. As she walked, Ella felt a sense of calm settle over her. The snow had a way of quieting the world, of slowing everything down, and the forest seemed to breathe in time with her. The stillness was soothing, a reminder that even in the cold of winter, the forest was alive, waiting for the return of spring. Chapter 20. Winter's Embrace. As the days grew shorter and the nights colder, Ella found herself spending more time inside her cabin, keeping warm by the fire. The forest outside was covered in a thick blanket of snow, and the trees stood tall and silent, their branches heavy with ice. The air was crisp and biting, and the whispering grove seemed to be in a deep slumber, waiting for the warmth of spring to wake it once again. Despite the cold, Ella felt a sense of contentment. She had come to understand the rhythm of the forest, the ebb and flow of the seasons, and the way the grove seemed to hold its breath during the long winter months. It was a time of rest, of reflection, and Ella welcomed the stillness. One evening, as she sat by the fire, Ella heard a soft knock at the door. Surprised, she stood and opened it to find a figure standing in the snow, a woman, cloaked in a thick fur coat, her face hidden beneath a hood. The woman stepped inside, shaking the snow from her coat, and smiled warmly at Ella. "I've come to see how you're settling in," the woman said, her voice soft and kind. "I am the keeper of the Winter Grove, and I've been watching over this forest for many years." Ella was taken aback. She had heard of the guardians of the seasons, the mystical figures who protected the forest during each phase of the year, but she had never met one before. The keeper of the Winter Grove smiled again and gestured to the fire. "May I sit?" she asked. Ella nodded, still in awe, and the two women sat by the fire, watching the flames dance and crackle. The keeper spoke of the forest, of its ancient magic and its deep connection to the land. She told Ella of the importance of winter, of how the cold and stillness allowed the forest to rest and renew itself for the seasons ahead. Ella listened intently, feeling a deep sense of peace settle over her. The keeper's words were like a lullaby, soothing and gentle, and Ella found herself lulled into a state of calm. The grove was in good hands, she realized, and she was simply a part of the larger cycle of nature. As the fire crackled and the snow fell softly outside, Ella drifted off to sleep, her dreams filled with images of the forest, quiet and serene under the keeper's watchful eye. Chapter 21. The Return of Light. As the days slowly began to lengthen, Ella noticed subtle changes in the forest. The sun hung a little higher in the sky, and the light seemed warmer, melting the snow that covered the ground. Tiny buds began to appear on the trees, and the air carried a hint of freshness, a promise of the coming spring. The Whispering Grove was waking up. Ella spent her days walking through the forest, marveling at the way winter now began to sway gently in the breeze, their branches budding with new leaves. The ground, once frozen and barren, was now dotted with green shoots, pushing their way through the earth. The forest was coming back to life, and Ella could feel its energy growing stronger with each passing day. One morning, as she walked along a familiar path, Ella noticed a group of deer grazing in a nearby meadow. The sight filled her with joy. These animals, like the forest itself, had survived the harsh winter and were now thriving in the early days of spring. As she watched the deer, Ella felt a deep connection to the grove. She had been a part of its journey through the seasons, from the warmth of summer to the stillness of winter, and now to the awakening of spring. The forest was alive with possibility, and Ella knew that she, too, was part of that renewal. Chapter 22, The Festival of New Life. As spring fully arrived, the villagers celebrated the Festival of New Life, an ancient tradition that marked the return of warmth and light to the land. The festival was a time of joy and renewal, when the people gathered to give thanks for the forest's bounty and to honor the cycles of nature. Ella had heard of the festival before but had never experienced it firsthand. She joined the villagers in the celebration, helping to decorate the village square with flowers and garlands, and watching as they prepared feasts of fresh food harvested from the first crops of the season. The festival was a joyous occasion, filled with music, dancing, and laughter. The villagers wore bright colors, and the air was filled with the scent of blooming flowers and fresh grass. Children ran through the streets, their laughter ringing out like bells, and the elders sat in the shade, sharing stories of the old days. Ella felt a sense of belonging among the villagers. She had come to the Whispering Grove as a stranger, but now she was part of the community, and the festival was a celebration of that connection. As night fell, the villagers lit bonfires, and the dancing continued late into the evening. Ella watched the flames flicker and felt the warmth of the fire on her skin. The festival was a reminder that life was always moving forward, always changing, and that the grove, like the people, would continue to thrive. Chapter 23, The Grove's Secret. As the days grew longer and the forest came fully into bloom, Ella found herself drawn to a part of the grove she had never explored before. It was a secluded area, hidden deep within the forest, where the trees grew taller and the underbrush was thick and wild. One afternoon, Ella ventured into this hidden part of the forest, her curiosity piqued by the strange, almost magical feeling she had whenever she approached it. The air here was cooler, and the light filtered through the trees in soft, dappled patches. As she walked, Ella came upon a clearing. In the center of the clearing stood an ancient tree, its trunk wide and gnarled, its branches reaching high into the sky. The tree was unlike any Ella had seen before, and she felt a sense of awe as she approached it. The tree seemed to radiate energy, a deep, ancient power that Ella could feel in her bones. She knelt beside the tree and placed her hand on its bark. The moment her fingers touched the wood, she felt a surge of warmth and understanding. The tree, she realized, was the heart of the Whispering Grove. It was the source of the forest's magic, the center of its life force. Everything in the grove, the trees, the animals, the plants, was connected to this ancient being. Ella sat beneath the tree for hours, feeling its presence and understanding that she was part of something much larger than herself. The grove had shared its secret with her, and she knew that she would carry it with her for the rest of her life. Chapter 24. The Circle Complete. The seasons continued to turn, and the Whispering Grove thrived under Ella's watchful eye. She had come to the forest as an outsider, but now she was as much a part of it as the trees, the animals, and the land itself. She had learned the rhythm of the grove, the way it moved through the seasons, always changing, always growing. As the years passed, Ella became the new guardian of the Whispering Grove, a protector of the forest's secrets and its ancient magic. The villagers came to her for guidance, and she shared the knowledge the forest had given her, teaching them to live in harmony with the land. Ella watched as the forest flourished, its trees growing tall and strong, its animals thriving in the wild. She walked the paths she had once traveled as a stranger, now knowing them as a caretaker, a protector. The forest whispered to her, its voice filled with gratitude, and Ella knew that she had found her place in the world. One evening, as the sun set over the grove, Ella stood on a hilltop, looking out over the vast expanse of trees. The wind blew gently, carrying with it the familiar rustling of the leaves, and Ella smiled, knowing that the cycle would continue long after she was gone. The Whispering Grove had a life of its own, a life that would endure through the ages, and Ella was content to be a part of that eternal circle. As the stars appeared in the sky, Ella closed her eyes and let the sounds of the forest lull her into a peaceful sleep, knowing that she had fulfilled her role as the guardian of the grove. The story of the Whispering Grove had come full circle, and the forest would live on, always whispering, always growing, always thriving.